Yes, this is the Run Home with Joel and Sats today, and we're here thanks to Hyundai, the Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel in stock now. The confessions are charging in because you want to have a good weekend. So get it off your mind. Dwayne from Engadine writes, boys, my confession, I think I might have watched Blue Lagoon 30 plus times.
Didn't we?
He said it was helpful growing up, learning about the birds and the bees.
Did I just say that live?
Yeah.
Hey, Mort's having a go at you. Mort's? Not only are the chickens producing different coloured eggs, they're also able to put smiley little faces on them. He's filled his daughter for years with that one. That's a confession.
Yeah, good confession.
Hey, listen now, I've got a really good one here really quickly from Reggie. Makes a good point. Don't blame the team that started the possible wrestle. Blame the other 15s for copying them. If they don't copy them, it's not in the game.
Oh,
it's a good take on it, Reg. I like it.
Stephen from Cronulla's written a Herman Essiesi, but I like the start of it, which we'll get to in a second. But he says, confession, boys, when I was about 25, I was seeing a girl who I found out was cheating with a bloke I'd gone to school with. We're going to get to back that very, very shortly. Some would call it a clanger. Time now for Friday Clangers. Thanks to Amy Insurance, who covers clangers at home and on the road. Amy does. Any clangers? Boys, I have to say, I did, and I'm never in the business of bashing refs or those sorts of things, but I've got to say, we're going to call the Melbourne Storm take on the Titans. The fact that Nelson's playing, I feel, is a little bit of a clanger.
I can't believe it. We called that game last week. We couldn't believe he stayed on the field.
No.
Not only that, he broke two teeth of Wade Egan's.
Yeah.
I thought the Friday clanger was the NRL, I think through Graham Annesley and Luke Patton.
Yep.
Their reasoning to why Nelson Asofa-Salamana wasn't cited, suspended, or sin-binned or sent off. I thought that was laughable.
Yep. Mm. Yeah, I agree with that. Another clanger, is this a clanger? Maybe not, but what I've ascertained on social media, and we are considered media types, so we are part of this fraternity. When you know, you're in social media and you see somebody leave with some personal news, some personal news, it's always media types. Don't you reckon? It's always media types who come up with just some personal news, and you don't have a plumber coming out saying, hey guys, just some personal news. I'm going to use electric snake today. Like the plumbers don't come out with it.
Yeah.
Media types, just some personal news. Why do we feel compelled to post that stuff?
Don't know.
Just some personal news.
It's like media people who say, as first reported by me.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Breaking. No one cares, do they?
No.
Exclusive.
Yeah.
No, nobody cares. Tweets personal news. I'm having a schnitty for lunch.
Just some personal news.
Just some personal news.
I reckon the run rate is 100% media types. And as I say, we are part of that fraternity.
Part of the cesspool.
Yes.
Hey, in relation to Friday Clangers, the athlete at the World Youth Athletics Championships, Alberto Nonimo.
Yes.
He came last in the 400 meter because his... What word can we use?
Gregory. It's Gregory Peck.
It's Gregory Peck dropped out under his shorts, so he had to grab hold of it and finish the race
because
it dropped out of his pants. Now, God bless you that it's big enough that it does drop out of your
pants. Yeah. And you're never at your best.
Of course, if it's an Italian athlete, you know, the gods of love.
Yes.
It's not like a guy from Scotland or Ireland or something.
Hey.
It's always got to be someone from Italy. He went straight to the end of the 400 into the pole vault.
Yes. Okay, here's there's some clangers here. I'll tell you what, we can do one of the confessions as a clanger as well. I'll tell you what, the whole Newcastle Knights at the moment, gee, that's a clanger. This is fascinating, this game against the Tigers, isn't it?
Yeah. I like this game on Sunday afternoon at Campbelltown. I think there'll be a big crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're up and about the Tigers at the moment. You know what I found interesting when they're advertising this? The final game at Campbelltown for the year. The final game? It's the third game of the year. The final game. Okay, so confession, boys. When I was about 25, I was seeing a girl who I found out was cheating with the bloke I'd gone to school with. It was around Valentine's Day, so I ordered her 50 red roses via phone with the florist at a cost of $250. And I said to the florist that they were from Craig. He was the bloke she was cheating with. The double sting in the tail was that A, she would have thanked him about something he had no idea about, and B, she would have found out on her next statement that I used her credit card to pay for them, as I had an old copy of something she'd bought on a card, hence the 16 digits and expiry date. Stephen from Cronulla, go the Sharks.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the biggest confession of the day.
Yeah, it's a big one.
That's a big one.
Hey, boys, my confession is last Friday night's game against the Panthers, in a moment of silence when Cleary was lining up for his kick for goal, I'd noticed a sort of fuzzy mullet on the back of his head, and I yelled out at the top of my lungs, I can't say that. I don't know what possessed me, says Ellie Beener Eel. So there you go.
You got to proofread them.
Yes, you certainly do. I know. But there's that many coming through. We're just trying to stay on top of them all. That was Friday Clangers. Well, I had a clanger just then. Thanks to Amy's Insurance. Had a footy-related clanger. Amy Fansurance can help. Submit footy-related mishap to amy.com.au/fansurance for a chance to win 2022 Toyota AFL Grand Final tickets or $100 clanger prepaid gift card. The IMAR Quiz Championships Grand Final coming up on the other side of this.